Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The end of 2022 proved to be among the wettest on record across many spots in Northern California, and the new year did not disappoint. From Sierra snowpack to dangerous winds toppling trees, massive power outages across the valley, and flooding shutting down Highway 99, the first days of January are shaping up to be powerful weather-wise, with the potential for stronger atmospheric rivers and systems that are forecasted this week. While many of us were counting down the clock to 2023, Cap Radio was out covering the New Year's storm and its aftermath. Nick Miller is Cap Radio's managing editor of news and joins us with that bigger picture. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, Vicky.
Busy start of the year for you.
It was kind of terrifying.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all knew that there was going to be rain. Like, we knew that it was going to be kind of a wet and sloppy new year. But what do you think made this storm unexpected? I mean, it felt that way, at least to me.
Yeah, we knew there was going to be rain. We didn't expect this. And that's sort of because the atmospheric river that hit the Bay Area and the Sacramento Valley, it got kind of stuck. And it started building up on itself on New Year's Eve. And we all experienced that, right? The torrential downpour. And then afterward, the extreme winds that hit a high of 64 miles an hour at the airport, right? So that's why we see the downed trees. That's why we see the breaching of the levee in two areas on the Cosumnes River. That's why we see 99 closed and flooded. And it's now reopened. But there's, as you said, concerns because they're forecasting another. This is a bomb cyclone that's off the coast, but it could bring atmospheric river in that's much worse than what we experienced on New Year's Eve.
There were so many submerged cars along Highway 99 and flooding, and one person passed away. What can you tell us about what happened?
So they, on New Year's Eve, around 2-3 o'clock, they told residents of Wilton to evacuate. You know, so evacuation warning, get out. And then they realized it was too late, so they issued a shelter in place. But many people got stranded in the area, in the southeastern part of the county. Eventually, it flooded Highway 99 between Elk Grove and Galt in that area, and it remained closed most of New Year's Eve evening and on New Year's Day. And I mean, it's just an astonishing level of precipitation that was in part caused by the warmness of the storm, and we saw a lot of upstream, you know, like rivers running downstream and filling everything up really quickly.
I was up in the foothills for the new year, and when we came back down to the city, to Sacramento, I mean, and in many cases, it still looks like this. There are trees on the road. There's a lot of debris that's still around streets in downtown Sacramento, as well as power outages. Where do those power outages stand as of today?
That's right. We're still recovering from the New Year's weekend storm. There's about 2,000 SMUD customers still without power. That's mostly City of Sacramento folks. There are still warnings for flash flooding. That's moving more into the Delta, but still parts of South Sacramento, Southern County, Sacramento. You drive all over town and there's trees everywhere that still haven't been cleared up or broken down, you know, whether you're in Land Park or the Central City or whether you're in some of the, you know, the farther reaches of Sacramento County. We're still recovering from this storm. And the big concern is there's a new storm coming in. You know, I spoke with Brian Ferguson. He's deputy director of crisis communications for the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services. And I think we're going to hear a few of some of the things they're doing to prepare.
The event that may be most similar to what we're experiencing now was spring of 2017, where we had the incident with the Oroville Dam, which is when we exited the last drought. And so this sort of cycle is not unique in California, but it doesn't make it any less challenging. And so, you know, trying to learn from those past experiences and be a little bit better and hopefully keep people safe when the weather changes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I was at the spillway in Oroville back in 2017 and with the reconstruction. And it's truly humbling seeing the power of water from that experience.
Well, this is concerning. To have the analogy be 2017 and the Oroville spillway when the dam was damaged.
And the mass evacuation of nearly 200,000 residents downstream.
Yeah. So that's sort of the scenario we're dealing with this week. And with, again, on the horizon, we have two or three atmospheric rivers forecasted to hit Northern California over the next 10 days. This is something every resident needs to be very concerned about and be preparing for.
So how is the state's Office of Emergency Services, as well as other emergency crews, how are they preparing for this?
Oh, it's all hands on deck. Everything from making sure they have rescue crews positioned in areas that could flood, and they may need to rescue people who get trapped in vehicles, to working with local agencies, to monitoring reservoirs about how they're going to release water, if they're going to need to release water. And I spoke to Brian a little bit more about this.
So as we look ahead to the rest of the week, our thought is to always plan ahead and be ready, whether that's locally or at a statewide level. And so communicating with the local first responders, ensuring that they have appropriate plans in place. They have supplies, whether that's things like sandbags, equipment to let the public know the roads are closed. And so continue to do that advanced planning so we don't get caught by surprise.
Yeah. And that also includes our newsroom. You're the managing editor of news. How is CAP Radio preparing in terms of the coverage for the week and the aftermath and potentially the days ahead?
Well, we do a variety of things. We are obviously there with the most essential information to keep you safe in preparation, in the moment, and in afterwards. But we also have subject matter experts who are explaining, why, through a climate change lens, why we're experiencing more extreme weather like this. Through a racial equity lens, which communities are more adversely affected by it. And that's sort of the work that our team is doing. So whether you're on capradio.org or listening on the air, you're going to be getting information all day long, and then different types of information, more context, more depth, more understanding.
How do you want listeners to think of this week and in terms of the weather?
Think about keeping yourself, your families, and your friends safe. We are in for something that some of us may not have experienced ever, if not for many decades. This is an extreme, serious, powerful, and dangerous storm, and we all need to prepare.
Nick Miller, thanks so much.
Thanks, Vicki.
Nick Miller is CAP Radio's managing editor of news. Up next, we'll learn about how California is making it easier for street medicine teams to respond to people experiencing homelessness by providing medical care directly to encampments across the state. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.